Okay, we read the first two psukim in Perek Beis yesterday. I was always bothered by a problem. I saw Rabbi Krasner, Shlita's Marich. Rabbi Krasner, Shlita's Marich, and the Nachla Shimon on Rus on this problem, and that is why didn't Bayez take care of Naomi and Rus without Rus going to collect Leket? So I always thought, and I saw he brought those to say this, that Naomi didn't want. She didn't want to take Tzedakah, and Leket and Peah are not Tzedakah. That's Minadin. The Ani is supposed to get. So therefore, Memela. That was the. But he brings from the Shlomo Alkabetz that he says there was taka taino and bayas for not doing this, and he says that's the pshat and the kri and the ksiv over here. The nami maida leisha, right? The ksiv we have is without the chas with the vav is cut, or it's maida leisha to show that he wasn't he didn't act like a true friend to the family. That's what the Alkabetz says. But then he brings. He says that maybe the pshat is that when they came back, so Bayez was sitting shiva. His wife had died that day. Now, truth is, if you make a cheshbon, in other words, he didn't really start sitting shiva until after Yontif. So it was 2 weeks already while he was busy with his avelus. So memela, he wasn't. He didn't have a header. B'chlal, he wasn't able to be Isaac in his cousin the Almana, who came back to town. And Mamela, he wasn't able to take care of her, and therefore Shibrus went out to the field. But certainly, I think the Pasha Pshat is Naomi didn't want. Naomi Pasha didn't want. They bring others that say that it's al tznius. That in other words, if he would be giving, especially with Rus in the house, and he would be giving, it wouldn't to give present brother Hilchas Mishlech Manas, not to give to Nalmana. it looks like a kedushin, or looks bechlal like a chasaron tznius. That's already here. They didn't have food. I mean, yeah, you would think that he could have somebody put by the door. I don't know. There was another ha'ara that I had, and that is it's Rashi brings that they came back on first day Chol Hamoed Pesach to Beis Lechem. Now, why were they home? That's we don't think about it this way, but in other words, they should have been a Shilei. Because now, why Bayez was home? His wife was dying. Some mistake, he couldn't go. He was an Inus. But the whole town was there. And why was the whole town there? They should have. It was Matzai, right? Erev Pesach. They had to be in Shilei for the Karm Pesach. You can't bring the Karm Pesach on a bama, so you had to be in Shilei. So, and you're supposed to stay overnight. So the Mistama, they stayed the first day Pesach. So maybe they were able to come back Matzai Yontif. I don't know how far Beis Lechem is from Shilei, but maybe maybe it was later in the day also in the first day Chalamayit. But practically, maybe that's how they did it. I don't know. It just bothered me a little bit that they weren't there, that they were in Beis Lechem. Okay, but Lamaisa. So Naomi had this relative Bayez and Rustam, and then with the puzzle we saw last, well, she said, "I'm going to go collect the leket." So this also I wanted to be my ear. She's going to go collect the leket she's going to follow Asher Emsa Chaim Be'enov. Why does she need the person to like her, to be nice to her? The din is that the guy drops the leket, so you pick up the leket. You have to find a guy who owns a field that's going to be nice to you. I mean, the yidden kept the din. So everybody kept the din of leket shechem peyah. So what vasep is that he had to that she had to find somebody who's going to emtsa chaim be'enav shetafka. So one shot I was thinking, this I didn't see, is it's true that you can go collect the leket, but to go spend the whole day in the field, We're going to see later that the rabbi has offers her she could take water, take it from the from where the Naharim take water from. Now, there's a lot of other things you need. It's a hot day, and you're out in the fields, and you need somebody who's going to be nice to you in order to stay there. Otherwise, you could stay an hour, and then you have to go home because you need to go get lunch, and you need to drink a cup of water. So, in order for it to work, you need somebody. Asher emsechem be'enof. You can get a little leket, but to be successful in your leket, it's more than that. However, I saw Rabbi Krezin talk abroad. That it's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Chulin and Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, whether the din is the din is by even by leket by we know the din lamashal by truma is that you could give truma to whoever you want. There's something called Tovas Hanov, right? The owner of the truma could distribute. He has to give it to a kayin, but he could give it to whatever kayin he wants. By Meiser Ani, that's the same din. That's for sure the same din. That you could give it to, you have to give it to whatever, well, you could give it to whatever Ani you want. However, by Leket and Peya, Leket Shechem Peya, it's a Shaila. Rashi and the Rambam hold, you're not allowed to decide who you want to give it to. However, the Taisis there holds that you could, at least if the person asks you, you can decide who you're going to give it to. Even if they're following and they pick it up themselves, then you can't tell them they can't take it. But if they ask you, then you could tell them, I want to give it to so and so. I want some my this relative to get it. So maybe that's Asher Emsechem Be'enov, at least according to Tisus. Maybe there'll be a pshat that they have to agree that they could come into the field and take. Okay. She went and she came and she picked in the field, she gathered in the field after the harvesters, and the happenstance happened to her, or her happenstance happened to her, the portion of the field for Bayaz Hashem mishpachas Elimelech, from the family of Elimelech. So Rashi bothered right away. What's this, the first lashon in the pasuk? Vatelech vatova. She went and she came. Either you go or you come. What's about telech vatova? So Rashi says, Masinim edushrus adlei azlus asus. Before you go, you come. Shuaim vatova achar vatelaket ela shahisim samenes hadrochim kainim shenichlas lasada. She made for herself. She made simanim on the roads. Before she entered the field, and she went and she came. She didn't want to get lost, so she made markers for herself, and she went to the field and then traced her path back. Right, she says, so she should know how to get home. And then she, I assume the pshat in that be if you're carrying a whole load of wheat, which is what she was hoping for. So it's hard to schlep if you're wandering around. You don't know where you're going. So therefore, she made sure she's going to know how to get home, and then she did it. Why the Navi has to tell me that? You know, that it's telling us. I think throughout we're going to see both the Chachma and the Tznius of Rus. That this seems to be the two things that are taking place over here. So she went and she picked. She gathered in the field. So Rashi learned the Vayikar Mekreel Love Chelkas Asodah Asher Labayas, to come to the field of the portion of the field that was Tobias. So first of all, that's an interesting lashon itself. Chelkas Asodah. It's Bayas's field. What's Chelkas Asodah Asher Labayas? So we could say because the Nachla of Nachshain and the Nachla of, in other words, was divided into four. In other words, the way it really worked, the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, is the Gemara says that the Yerusha was divided up l'nechnasei ha'aretz, either to the Yaitzei Mitzrayim or to the Nechnasei ha'aretz, but either one, right, the original portions of Eretz Yisrael were divided up among the people who came to Eretz Yisrael. And then, in all the Dairis, it was redivided up among their children. So really, it's Nachshain's Chelek. The Chelkas Asada, Asher Labayas, one of the portions was Taka to Elimelech, one of the portions was to Pliny Almaini, one of the portions of that field were Tavi Naomi. But the portion that of the field was Tobias, right? That's a Chelkas Asada Asher Labayas. Okay, but Lamaisa, so Vayikar Mekreya is also an interesting lashon. Whenever I lane it, it hit me. Now I saw some pshatim in it. Mikre, we Jews are very anti mikre, right? Mikre is happenstance, right? We always say there's hashkacha, there's this is what the Rebbe Shimon wants. What's this lashon Vayikar Mekreya? Right, Vayikar Mekreya. So the Malbim really learns it's the exact opposite. Vayikar Mekreha, right? It happened to be what was supposed to happen to her, right? In other words, Fakert. It's Gufa saying that there was a Hashkoch over here. I saw Rav Yitzchak Tzaruskin learns, and this is his Mahalach throughout over here, is that really she was not a Giyaris yet, right? The way Rashi learns that she wasn't Megayir before, she wasn't Megayir until Parak Gimel, which says Verachatz Vasacht. So he brings a meder that shittas that hold that's when she was actually megayeris. So memela he learns over here that the guy is taka under the mazalas and memela was ayikar mekreha. Now it's still shver because it was clear hashkacha. The whole point over here was the hashkacha that she was but the lemaisa that was her mazal was to that it should be by bais. He aga if he learns that's the pshat yemem sechem be'enav because there was no chiyuv to give her leket. It was she was still a gaita. So Mamela was only out slasa shalom. Right? The din is we let Gayim collect leket shechem peyo also because mibnei dake shalom. But lamaisa it was only emtzachem beinav. You know if you want to be nice to her, so you're not mechuyev. Okay, but that's but the part that she wasn't megayir yet. That's not only him. He's not the only one who says it. But let's just say it.
I thought we only let them in afterwards.
No, that wouldn't be dake shalom. The Dakar Shalom is that we let them. Yeah. Otherwise, it'll lead to fighting. Fine. There are Medayik, by the way. Why was she Dafka going for Leket? Why not Peya also? Because the Gemara Mishnah says in Peya that everybody would fight over the Peya. Because the Peya, they would open up the field, right? The corner of the field, and everybody would rush in at the same time, and the guy who has the sharpest elbows, you know, would take the most. So Ruth didn't want to do that. She didn't want to fight. So maybe she only went for the leket. Leket, you follow the specific guy. You're not fighting. Everybody has a harvester that they can follow. It's not the same level. It's not the same kind of fight. All right. Behold, Boaz came from Beis Lechem. And he said to the harvesters, Hashem should be with you. And they said to him, Yivarech Hashem, Hashem should bench you. So the Behine, I saw that those are Medayik. Behine is like a new thing, right? Behold, right? So Boaz didn't generally come to the fields. Bechlal, he didn't generally come to the fields. Now, I think the Malbim's one that says it. But it bothers me that because it says later that he slept by the Granais because he was worried about Gezel. So it doesn't sound like it was such a chiddush for him to be there. Now, I'm not sure about the deed. Here, I mean, if he behold, he was there means this is a significant event. That's why the vehine. But he buys came from Beis Lechem. Vayomer l'akaitzim, he said to the harvesters, Hashem imachem. Vayomer lo yivarech Hashem. So this is the last Mishnah in Brachas. You guys didn't learn to finish the Gemara Brachas yet. But the last Mishnah of Brachas says it was a takana. Boaz is the one who made the takana that you use the Shem Hashem when you say hello to somebody. Right? Until then, it was you wouldn't say Shalom. Shalom is one of the names of the Rebbe Shalom. But Boaz was Masakin. The Gemara says it's one of the things that Eskima Shemayim Al Yada, the Shemayim they were masking, because it says by Gidon, the Malachim said to him, also they use the Shem Hashem. Lamaisa Boaz was Masakin this takana, Hashem imachem, and they said back, Yivarech Hashem. They also were magzir him shalom with the Shem Hashem. Now, I was thinking, what's the pshat at this point in time? We have such a takana, right? Okay, here, but you know, there had to be a reason to be ma'ir this takana. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make this takana; they made this takana b'zman bayis. So it could be it was as a result of the Rav. In other words, as a result of the Rav, they had a Rav, and they wanted to do tshuva for the Rav. So to be makir that everything that happens in a person's life is from the Rebbeinu Shalom was a takana for the Rav. And Memela, they were Misak and Dafka then, right? Even when you say Shalom to somebody, you should be makir that the Rebbeinu Shalom is among you. Maybe Ulay Afshar, I have no idea. It's the speculation. Vayomer boyaz lenaroi anitzav ala koitzerim lemi anaro azois. Boyaz said to the nar, to the lad that was standing over the harvesters, to who is this girl? Lemi anaro azois. Now, it's first of all, stam is interesting that she was called a nara. Right? First of all, she had to be a gdaila. She was married for 10 years. I mean, I don't know. But Lemi anara azois. Chigdaga shel boyaz rashi brings lishol banoshim. Ela debate sneas vachma rabba, stay shibalam lekta shloisha, ain't a likata, ain't a leka, vahisam laketas, vahimedas, muumad, vashaychvais, miyushav, kadeshali tishre. So Dr. Ashi, were two milas that Boyaz saw in Rus. And that's why he asked the question. The two milas were chachma and sneas. Right? Chachma and sneas. The chachma was that she took only two, but not three. And the tznius was that she didn't bend over to pick up, but she sat down basically to pick up the sheaves. Now, why is it such a chachma to take two? I mean, you assume she's going out to the field. You got to tell her the basic halacha. So Nami told her you could only take two and not three. What's the big chachma? I'm not sure. I did see Yitzhak Sarovskin. He brings that the Yerushalmi says like this. Yerushalmi says, what's the makar of two and not three? It's actually a machlekes beishamei beisolo in the Mishnah and Pei. Beishamei holds three and not four, and beisolo holds two and not three. So the Yerushalmi brings a pasuk lager laani lager vilaani tazayif. So that's two lager vilaani tazayif. But the pasuk the beishamei holds three because it says laamana lager liyosaim. Right. So it says three words before it says you can take. Right. So it could be he says that according to the Yerushalmi. For taka an almana and a yisaima, she could taka take three, and not four, whereas for an ani you could only take two and not three, but she was makbid to take two and not three, and therefore there was some cheshbon like that. Okay, but then as it was taka a chachma, it was a chap in the drashas. That she did it. Okay, but but this is not brought la halacha. I mean, this is so with la halacha. What was her chachma? I'm not sure. Even maybe that itself is a basic halachas, but she wouldn't be. Not every ani knew that. But lemaisa, her chachma and her tznius stood out. So Baya says to the nar, anitza la kaitzim. Now somebody was in charge of the harvesters, I guess he directed them, and he said, "Lemi anara azois, to who is this nara? She's not obviously she's part of a family. She's coming from somewhere." I did see also, maybe it's the Malma, I forget who said that she looked like a guy, so she didn't look like a yidna. So Mamela, yes, who is this? What's she doing it? The nar answered or called that, and he said, stands by the kaitzim. Again, why we have to identify him again, I don't know. And he said, "Nara mayaviyahi ashavim nami mistaymayav." This is a nara mayaviyah that's returning with Naomi from the fields of Mayav. In other words, let's see, Rashi. Ashavim Nami, Atam Lamala. Again, like we said, she returned, not she's returning. All right, Lefishu Lashon Avar, Eina Mefel. It's fine. So she's a Nara Mayaviyahi. So again, if you learn that she was not Megayeris yet, so that's what he's saying, right? You know, this Taka, she's a Nara Mayaviyah. If she was, then he's just identifying that she's the Nara Mayaviyah that returned with Nami from the fields of Mayav. And she's here for Naomi. So the Malbim says like this. The Malbim says like Galgal Gshai. He says Rus is offering Naomi. Really, both of them could go pick leket. They're both aniim. They should go pick leket. So why is Rus going, and not Naomi? Teretz says it's a much bigger bezayin for Naomi to go pick leket. She was this big vira, and she was the chash of a lady, and now she's gonna go and collect. So it's going to be, now, even though Rus was a bas malachim, and she was a princess, but nobody knew her over here, right? So he says, that's the pshat. He says, Nara Mayaviyahi, she's the one who came back with Naomi, Right, so she, but since she's the stranger over here, and she's a Nara Mayavia, that's why she's going, and not Naomi herself. She's doing this chesed, extra chesed for Naomi. Not only is she collecting food, but she's taking on the bezayim for herself, because it's less of a bezayim for her than for Naomi. That's what the Malbim says, as she was saying.
Matavoi vatamoi meosaboi keviarato ze shifto habayismot.
And she said, I'll pick asafti ba'amarim. Asafti ba'amarim is shikha, right? Rashi brings shikha shalamarim. So it's two dinim. It's leke, which is the stalks that fall, and then the shikha, which is either the stalks that the harvesters miss. That's one kind of shikha, and the second kind of shikha is the bundles that the harvester missed. Pashas here, they're talking about the ones that the harvesters missed. But I'll gather, I'll sabdi v'amarim acharei akaitzim after the harvesters. V'atovai v'atamai, and she came and she stood, me oza baiker v'arata, from the morning, from then in the morning, oza baiker until now, ze shifta habayis ma'at. She rested in the house a little bit. Right, you know, this is her break, I guess. At that time, it was her break. Not sure. Okay, so bayoyim bayazel ros haloi shemat biti al telechi lil koy besade acher gam loy savuri mizev choisid bokin in aroisoi. So Bayaz said to Rus, haloi shemat biti, listen, my daughter. I'll tell Chilukabisodach, don't go gather in another field. But don't leave this one. Don't go gather somewhere else, but don't stay here. It wouldn't be too nice. But don't go anywhere else. Don't leave here. You could hang around with my girls over here. The girls are also working. I don't know, maybe they're drawing the water. I don't know whatever they were doing. Some of them weren't the harvesters. But you could stick with them. Chaisid Bakim and Naraisai. Let's see. Your eyes, you're going to be paying attention to the field that you're harvesting, and you're going to follow them. I commanded the boys, they shouldn't bother you. They shouldn't touch you. But some is, if you're thirsty, you could go to the kelim and you could drink where the boys are drinking. So in other words, I don't know if they provided barrels of water for the harvesters or there was a well in the corner of the field. However, obviously any employer is going to have a system for the water. So if the aniim are going and taking the water, they're gonna kvetch. They're gonna stop her from doing it. So Bayez is saying, I told them not to bother you. Right? You're gonna follow them as far as picking up the leket. So then, of course, they're not gonna bother you. That's her right. But I told the boys that you can drink from the water, no problem. Don't worry about it. She fell on her face and she bowed down to the ground. She said to him, why did I find favor in your eyes that you're showing me, you're recognizing me? I'm a stranger. It's a Bayez answer, and he said, it was told to me. Whatever you did with your mother-in-law, after your husband died, and you left your father and your mother, like we find by Avraham Avinu, right? You left your father, your mother, your land of your birth, and you went to a nation that you didn't know before. So I just want to point out, I think this is an important aura. We know that the Amayinim and Mayavim, Geirim, Amayinim, Mayavim, were not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Why are they not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael? Because, Al Dvar HaShaloi Kidmu Eschem B'Alechem U'Amayim. The Pasuk says, because they had the Midah of Achzarius, right? When Klal Yisrael was coming to Eretz Yisrael, so they should have come out to greet Klal Yisrael b'lechem u'b'mayim, and they didn't, right? And therefore, they didn't let Klal Yisrael pass through. So now, Rus, if we go through the story, Rus is doing everything that's the antithesis of what Mayav did. Right? Here she comes, she joins Klal Yisrael, she comes with her mother-in-law, escorts her mother-in-law all the way back to Eretz Yisrael. And then, what's she doing? She's going and getting her the lechem, right, that she needs in order to live. And she's spending all her time doing chesed, right, for that. Not only that, right, there's one of the other Taino and Mayav, what's Theus, right? They went and were machshel Klal Yisrael by Baal Par. So now what's Bayez being makir in Rus? I don't know the chachma part, but what's Bayez being makir in Rus, right? That she's a tzanua. So in other words, we're going to see later that the whole drasha, I mean, we're not going to get there, but all the drashas of Mayavi v'lay Mayavis, right? But Lamaisa in Rus particularly, right? All the midas that Mayav was quote unquote famous for, and as a result of they lost the opportunity to join Klal Yisrael, Rus had those midas taivas, right? Rus was a balas chesed. Rus was a tzanua, right? And Mimela, later when it comes time to marry her, right? All these midas come into the fore. But Lamaisa, you see, she's the tikkun. Now, the Chazal say, right, that the reason Mayav wasn't destroyed, right, is because shtei preides taivas, right? The Gemara says in Baba Kama, there are two good birds that are going to come out from Mayav, right? One is Rus and one is Nama HaMainis, right? But the whole reason Mayav wasn't destroyed was because of Rus. Now, is that because they had the potential for these Midas? Or Rus was the only one that was going to have these Midas? That might be a question, what it means, in other words, what it means. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, right, and as going through the story, you see that Rus doesn't have the Chesaron that Mayav had, and Mimela, it's shy for her to drink Lysa. All right, Bezer Shem, we'll stop it.